Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the things that the Lord has been showing me. For those who have ears to hear and eyes to see, in other words, please read between the lines right now by the Spirit of God, because things are not as we previously thought. As believers in Jesus Christ, we are anxiously waiting for His soon return. And He asks us to be watching for His coming. You can see that in Luke 21:36. But what are the signs of His imminent return? Well, we can read about them in Matthew 24, in Luke 21, and we are seeing all these signs happening right before our very eyes. However, the Lord showed me something in the last week that's very powerful while I was reading 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 through 3. So if I could take a moment to ask you to get your Bibles so you can follow along with me and understand what I am saying, that would be awesome. I want to very quickly break down these four verses to better understand a sign of when Jesus is coming. So hopefully you have some scriptures in front of you. In the first part of 2 Thessalonians 2, it says that there's the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ by our gathering unto Him, and that we are not to be shaken because the day of Christ is at hand. So there are three things here that this verse talks about. These two verses. There's the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the time period. The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, our gathering together with Him, which I believe is the rapture, and the day of Christ. Now, I believe that this is our rapture that we are waiting for, when He comes to get us and when we come to Him. In the Bible, it talks about that there's a day of the Lord, and there's also a day of Christ. And I believe that this day of Christ is the rapture. You can read about this day of Christ in a couple other verses. I have all these verses for you. They're in my blog. Please go and check them out. And that link is down below in the description box. So the day of the Lord, I believe, if you compare the day of the Lord to the day of the rapture, the day of the Lord with the day of Christ, you're going to find that they're, I think, two different things. I believe the day of the Lord is about the final wrath and the judgments that bring destruction. So here in this verse, we are seeing the time frame, that it is when Jesus Christ is coming, when the rapture is. Now, what's going to happen during that time? Well, in verse 3 of 2 Thessalonians 2, it says that what's going to happen is there's going to be a falling away. A falling away. And if you look that up in Greek, you're going to find that means apostasy. In other words, many people are going to be turning from the Lord Jesus. Many are going to backslide. They're going to renounce Christ. And there are also going to be some who are going to be following a false teaching and doctrines. And so they're being deceived. There's only going to be, I believe, during this time, there are only going to be a small remnant of believers that are going to completely understand what's going on and are still traveling down that right path to Jesus. So that's the first thing that's going to happen during the time frame of Jesus coming for His bride. What's the second thing? The second thing it talks about is the son of perdition, or the Antichrist, is revealed during this time. Now, it says how He's going to be revealed. He says, let no man deceive you by any means. For that day, and what day are we talking about? The day of Christ, shall not come except there is a falling away first, and that man of sin to be revealed, the son of perdition. And what is this? How does He reveal Himself? This is how I believe He reveals Himself. He opposes and exalts Himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, and He sits in the temple of God, showing Himself to be God. So let's review real quickly. We have a time frame. It's the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the rapture. That's the time frame. What's going to happen during this time frame? There's going to be a great falling away with believers, and there's going to be the Antichrist is going to be revealed. How is He going to be revealed? He's going to be revealed by what the scripture says. He's going to exalt himself before God, so he's worshipped, and he's going to sit inside the temple, and he's going to declare himself to be God. All right, so now we know all the components of these four verses. Now, this is where you need to put spiritual glasses on to understand the possibilities of what the Antichrist or the beast system is doing. With these new technologies, the understanding, I believe, of prophecy looks a lot different than what we previously thought. Now, when it says that the Antichrist or beast is sitting inside the temple and declares himself to be God, is this a physical temple that we've all been led to believe? Or, brothers and sisters, is it something else? You know, in the Bible, in many places, and I have these verses again in my blog, it talks about that the believers are the temple of God. That we are the temple. The temple of God is not a building made by man's hands. It actually says in 13 through 16, it says, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are." Isn't that amazing, brothers and sisters, that you are the temple of God, and the Holy Spirit dwells inside of you? Therefore, that's why he wants us to be pure and clean, so the Holy Spirit can remain in a pure temple. So amazing. But anyway, I don't want to get off the subject. All right, so follow me down this little bit of this rabbit hole, that if our bodies are the temple, then maybe Paul wasn't referring to an actual building, that the AC is going to have to find a way to come into our temple, or the bodies, and then declare himself God. Now, how is he going to do that? How is he going to come into the temple of God, which is our bodies? Well, I think it's going to be done through the mark of the beast. They will put this mark of the beast inside the body, which will make the person one or part of the AC or the beast. Literally, this mark will sit in your body. That's what it says in Scripture, that the mark is going to, let me get back to this so I don't mess this up. It talks about how he's going to come and sit, exalt himself above all gods, and he's going to sit in the temple of God. All right, so here we go. The mark is going to sit in the temple of God because you are that temple. Now, consider the fallen ones and their technologies that we now have. Just think about that. All right, so if this happens with the mark of the beast, we're going to see that this Antichrist is going to be worshipped. How is he going to be worshipped? He's going to be worshipped because people are deceived in thinking that this system, this beast system, this government, this AC is going to be their help. It's going to help them. It's going to save them. So instead of relying and trusting in the Lord for their help, they are now trusting in the system as their savior. And they're going to allow this mark because it's going to help them. And once it's inside of them, what will happen? It will become their God. And it will control their very lives. If you can wrap your head around this, brothers and sisters, and then you go and read those verses that I told you to read, it's going to make a whole lot more sense. At least to me, it does. All right, so wrapping this up. So when is Jesus going to come? Well, according to 2 Thessalonians 2:1-4, Jesus is going to be coming for his bride during the time frame of the mark being implemented, which is also in accordance with the beast and Antichrist being revealed. It will be a time when Christianity is on the decline, as many are going to walk completely away from the faith. Now, I believe we are in that time period now. We are seeing these new fallen technologies, including AIs, that are part of the unraveling of the mysteries of the last day prophecies in the Bible. Like I have said before, things are not what we have been taught. So read between the lines, seek the revelation in the scriptures through the power of the Holy Spirit. Shalom.